welcome to the Evening Booze Hour.
Episode 78.
Don't hate.
Getting up there.
Don't listen. Hate that we've had a podcast for 78 episodes.
I mean, that means 78 weeks, like consecutive weeks.
That's very true. We should get a medal. Will someone send us a medal, please?
It's really impressive. I'm not kidding.
Maybe we should send each other a medal.
Oh my God, that would be so cute. Like a cute medal, but like on a necklace so you can like actually always wear it.
Yep. Made out of aluminum foil because we're poor. Donate on Patreon, yep. Please.
Held together by a paperclip.
Perfect. Yep. We'll just use some floss as like the necklace.
Oh my God.
No, it is impressive. Like, give yourself a pat on the back. I mean, we have not missed 1 week. We've had to like move things around. We're recording today on Monday instead of Sunday because I had no internet this weekend. Like, things happen, but we still make it work.
We do. And that's how much of a life we both have. We're like, we've been free for 78 weeks in a row.
So true.
It makes us sound so sad. So true. But actually, it's impressive, okay?
But actually, so. We've really turned down millions of invitations to millions of parties in those 78 weeks because you guys are the most important.
Yeah, we are committed. And I would say get comfortable because we have a lot to get into.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay.
I feel like we have something for everyone, right?
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Like, I feel like we, you know, do the gamut. We got your weird news headlines. It's got to be weird. It's got to be freaky. We got your crime time, true crime. You know, it's so hot right now. We got your pop culture. We got your sports, your animals, your kids' stories. And you know what? And I just have to shout out. I completely forgot to tell you this before we started recording, but I have to quickly shout out Liz M., our royal correspondent, because we do a healthy dose of like British royal news on this podcast. And mm-hmm. She filled me in on a rumor, which I sent you on Twitter. I know you're not on Twitter very much, but that's like, it was a Twitter feed that she told me about, that the real reason, I'm going to like bring this to the States now and set it aflame because I think this started in England.
I'm freaking out.
The real reason, apparently, possibly, that Will and Kate and Harry and Meghan have had, you know, a little more frosty relationship these days is because Will's had an affair on Kate.
No.
No, this woman is like a journalist and she has like this Twitter thread and she's like talking about it. And it's because like he obviously is like, oh my God, you're pulling like a my dad on my mom, you know, taking me back to those childhood memories. But also Meghan got blamed for the whole thing when she had like nothing to do with that.
What? I am like shocked right now.
Go to your Twitter and maybe we'll have to like retweet it on the Evening Booze Hour Twitter since we don't do much on there. I'll do that.
Deep dive. I'm going to do a deep dive into this as soon as we are done here.
I trust Liz M. and she was like, hey, I got to tell you about these whispers. It's still like, you know, rumors. They're keeping it very tight-lipped, but that is
God, I love that.
Something else you can find here on our podcast, Royal Gossip.
Yes, I love that so, so much. Oh my God.
Do you want to tell the people about the biggest news item in the EBH world that now is in an online form?
Yes. So we are like constantly messaging each other back and forth of like breaking news, this and that, you know, mm-hmm. like the latest hot goss.
Again, no life.
Again, clearly, what are we doing? But we're like, by the time we record on Sunday or whatever, it could be like 5 days old, you know? So you guys don't want to hear about 5 day old news on this podcast, right? So we're like, we need a place where we can just do quick little blog posts, updates, breaking news, anything we want to kind of explore further, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's going to be whatever we want. And it's a blog. Did I even say it's a blog?
No.
I haven't even said what it is yet. So we're starting a blog. And we actually are going to have the name eveningboozehour.com.
You got it, people.
So it's going live soon. It's yeah. not live as of right now, but we're getting there.
But we have to thank our Patreon saints because you guys are actually, you know, how we're able to have the blog. Blogs cost money to, you know, buy that domain name and to keep them running and stuff like that. So thank you so much to our Patreon saints. If you guys want to contribute to the blog, like, it's not just open to the Patreon saints. Anyone can. We're looking for stories from anyone. We don't want to be the only voices on there. We kind of want to make it more of a community. So if there's something you want to write about that's, like, in the realm of EBH stories that we cover, then do it. And we'll post it as long as it's not offensive.
Yeah, definitely. I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
Because I think, like, sometimes you just want to, like, write about something.
Exactly.
Like, you just feel like, each write about something.
Like, I have
people post it.
The story that I like am writing, I kind of just like thought about this and I was like, oh yeah. And then I was like, maybe if I think about this more, I could turn it into something, you know? It was just really started as like a weird comparison. But yeah, so just anything that might be bothering you that you want or something that you have a strong opinion about or just like a fascinating story, I think it's great.
Yeah. We could really post anything on there. So I'm excited to see what's going to happen.
Don't send nudes, okay?
No, please. Ew. I have some nude stories for you, too. So
yes, we need some nude stories. Okay, quickly, what are you drinking? Let's get into what we're drinking in our drinking game before we get into our headlines.
Excellent idea. So I'm drinking a nice red blend. Mm. I went back to my box of wine.
Nice.
But it's called Redvolution. It's really good.
Oh, Redvolution. I like that. Play on words.
Yes. Love a good play on words. What are you drinking this evening?
I am also drinking something that I've had before. I'm drinking a Truly Hard Seltzer. It's the lime flavored one. These are those little cans of like seltzer, flavored seltzer water. They're like low-cal, trying to be healthy. Sort of.
Yeah, those are everywhere. I feel like those are like the thing to drink.
I was gonna say, don't tell the bag of chips I had with lunch today, but yeah, so it's good and it's refreshing and it's like the weather has been so nice. I've been so excited for spring that I just felt like something light and yeah, check it out. I wish they sold it in like individual cans. That's my only like one complaint is you have to buy it as like a pack.
Yeah, you have to buy this. Yeah, the whole package. Well, yeah, you'll drink them sometime.
I will. Totally. Okay, so drinking game. We do have a drinking game. You don't have to drink alcohol. If you do drink alcohol, just be responsible, you know. So take a drink anytime there's a distraction because we record at home. So that could be my pets, Kate's kids, both of our husbands, any number of home malfunctions. You know, really.
Explosions.
Yeah.
You know.
Garbage trucks going down my alley. Like, you know. Anytime we have a story out of Arizona, Texas, Florida, or Hangzhou, China, which is very often. I think last week we had like three of the four. So.
Yeah. Last week was crazy.
Yeah. Anytime we have a story about Ben Affleck's back tattoo. And shout out to Amber V, who is our singles correspondent, who just like was feeling a little down one night and needed somebody to pick her up. And she Googled Ben Affleck's back tattoo and it totally lifted her mood. And I just want to say that's a great thing for you people to do. If you're ever feeling a little down, just look at that man's ridiculous back tattoo. Okay. And think about how much better you are than him. Anyways, I just like, yeah. Thank you, Amber. That was a great little self-esteem boost. I never even thought about it that way.
Yeah. Seriously. Love it. And love it.
Take a drink anytime we get the Nick Cage rage, which I am foreshadowing may happen today. He's been back in the headlines. Light. He's been back. And anytime we have a story about misogyny and anytime we say the words literally, because we say it a lot, like we're Rob Lowe on Parks and Rec. So.
Oh my God. I wish.
Oh my
Bubba,
God.
Bubba.
That man, he and like John Stamos just get better with
I know.
age. Like, better.
It's sickening. How is that a thing? It should be illegal.
They're like
I
Benjamin
know.
Buttoning, like.
Yes, exactly. Oh, I'm just so jealous of them. So jealous.
Seriously. Okay, I think that's like all I got for like the drinking game.
Yeah, I think we're ready to roll,
Let's do it.
right?
You guys know where to support us, patreon.com, and on social media. So let's get into headlines because we have some good ones this week and we do have a lot to cover.
Yeah, we really do. And I'm gonna just try to be quick. And most of mine are just like whatever's in the headline is basically the story, so you get the gist.
But don't skimp on the deets, okay?
Okay, yes, I will not. I will not. Okay. So my first story, it's a bit of an elderly drama, if you will. It's of the
A
elderly.
geriatric drama.
Geriatric drama.
Gotta love the word
That's our
geriatric.
episode title. That is a great word that I never think of.
Never do either. Like, it's just wonderful word to say. It's fun to say, but like.
That should be like the name of something,
I think it
like a
is.
soap opera.
Oh. I was like, I think it is a word for senior citizens, so.
Went with the drama, with the drama.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving right along. Okay. So this elderly couple was sued for blasting Iron Maiden too loud, and they blame it on their neighbors who kept having noisy sex. So, of course, the story's out of Sweden.
Sweden, yay! Hey, studio.com. Use our promo code if it still works. Evening, what is it? Booze 15.
Sure. That sounds right. I never remember. I literally have to ask you one second before we
Literally
always.
have to write it down, have a script for those things. Shocker, right,
Yeah.
people? Because it doesn't even sound like it.
Oh my God, you're killing me. Okay, so but I feel like Sweden is like, you wouldn't be too surprised of like an old couple having noisy sex in Sweden, right? Is that just me or
No, I feel like, yeah,
do
Europe's
your
way
thing?
more into like free love.
Yeah, just like do your thing. So, okay, so oh, also we love neighbor revenge
Oh,
stories.
the best.
Yeah, 2 weeks in a row. We had one last week too. So, okay. Apparently, the story goes back to last October when the new neighbors arrived and their sex life was too loud. Ugh. And I guess they would, quote unquote, go at it all night.
Oh, God.
Yes. So, this other couple up like this. Oh my God. I can't even talk. This other couple.
Is
Who's
jealous.
obviously super jealous,
Yeah,
right?
exactly.
They decided to make more noise by blasting Iron Maiden. So, of course, the cops were called and they had to bust in on the couple who were like ironically singing Afraid to Shoot Strangers,
Oh, I was
which is
just
an
gonna.
Iron
I
Maiden
was
song.
literally just Googling Iron Maiden songs because I don't know any.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't either. So, no one did get shot, thankfully, but the couple got charged with harassment. But then it's later dropped after realizing they just wanted their own peace and quiet in the first place, and that's why they blasted the music.
I mean, did it ever say, like, did they ever go over and ask them to keep it down? Or, I mean.
I mean, I think it had been ongoing. Like there was
Right.
like,
Obviously, this is since October, so yeah.
yeah, I think it wasn't like they knew and they just didn't care. Like, yeah, we're being loud here. Which I feel like is such like flaunting in front of the other people, right?
These people are
Like, why?
old. They're
Why do you have to be that
geriatric. Like,
loud?
they can't get it on that much anymore.
Yeah, you're making them feel so sad.
Also
And
wonder,
sad old
like,
people makes me sad.
that is true. I also wonder, like, elderly couple and Iron Maiden, I feel like, did they have that on their Spotify playlist, or did they just like look up what was like the noisiest music they could think of?
But I guess they were singing along to the song.
Yeah, I mean,
but in Sweden, it makes sense. Like, think of it.
Right. That's true.
Yeah. That's so, I don't know. I just hope these old people are on stage with Iron Maiden.
Yes.
Okay. So, next story is about NASA.
Oh, the best.
And NASA will pay you $19,000 to stay in bed for 2 months.
Okay. I'm interested.
But listen, don't you remember just a few days ago, NASA had to cancel their all-female?
Yes! I hate NASA. I forgot about that.
You went to, oh, NASA, love them, to, oh, NASA, I hate those ales.
I forgot about those pieces of shit.
Within 30 seconds.
Totally forgot about that. Yeah, remind people, it was on, you put it on our Instagram, but, like, tell people who didn't see why NASA's on our shit list.
It's a female space walk or whatever. It was supposed to be all female, right?
Yeah.
So everyone's like all excited. Oh, except like on one or two of the women, the spacesuit didn't fit because they have like more of a womanly figure, quote unquote. So they're going to pay people $19,000 to stay in bed for 2 months, but they can't afford to make
custom suits.
Yeah. I don't understand.
Isn't the safety of their astronauts the most important thing? Because, you know, like, obviously, I would just assume every astronaut, you know, like, gets measured for a suit or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, this makes me so mad. So, anyway, the whole point of it is that they're trying to figure out the effect of artificial gravity on the human body to see if it's beneficial for astronauts who spend a long time in space. So there's two different groups. One group is on bed rest with the bed at an incline, so their feet are like above their heads, which will apparently mimic being up in space. And the other group is going to be spun around in a centrifuge.
Okay.
Yeah. Science, space, blah, blah.
Don't even know what that means, but sound, space, yeah.
You know the things that go wicked fast, so it gives you, like,
oh, the centrifugal force kind of, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So,
I've never done that. It doesn't appeal to me.
I'm mad at NASA right now, so that's, I would so say dumb. No,
yeah. Let the women walk. Yes. Let the women walk.
Oh, my God. We need to walk about it. Yes. We need to walk about let the women walk.
I mean, it just goes back to, like, I know that's not even what your article's about, but now I'm just, like, heated. Like, women have very little options when it comes to, like, you know, supporting your favorite sports team too. Like, everything's either pink and, like, not always super flattering. And there's, like, different sizes and stuff like that. It's just, like, women get the shaft with clothing, I feel like.
I mean, yeah, this is obviously a male dominated.
Yeah.
Profession. So
I know we need more women in STEM.
Makeup. NASA. Yeah, we go to STEM. I take the kids to a little STEM thing. Good. At the museum.
Penny better be a scientist.
She better be. Oh my God. I'm like all of a sudden wicked demanding. Oh Lord.
She better get started. Okay. And she better start sewing her own spacesuit because no one's going to pay for one for her.
I know. Seriously. God. Oh my God, now I'm getting depressed. Okay.
Sorry. I just forgot about my hatred for NASA at the moment.
I know, but you were like so in love with them at the beginning. It was so good. So good. Okay, so next story is the headline, 19-year-old spiked his coworker's drinks with LSD because he was tired of their negative energy.
Oh my God. If this guy isn't a Gen Z, then I don't know what a Gen Z is.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, they're under millennials. They're the ones who don't want their driver's license.
Yep. Okay. Gen Z all the way. God, I didn't even know that's what they were called.
Mm-hmm.
They're that old.
Yeah.
They're that old now. They have their own name for their generation. Well, what happens when they get to Z?
Well, I don't know.
Like, if they're Gen...
They have to come up with stupid terms like millennials and Xennials.
Wait. Did you just say they're at Gen Z right now?
Yeah, Gen Z people are younger than millennials. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Because there's already a Gen X.
Yeah, but I don't think there's, like, a Gen A, B, C, D, E, F.
They're going to have to start, right? But then that would be weird to have Gen A after Gen X. Like, what are they going to call them next?
It's going to have to be, Prince's symbol or something like that. We're just going to have to go to symbols from here on out.
Emoji faces.
Yes, that's what it is. Oh, my God. Gen poop emoji. You're so right. If Gen Z is current, then Gen poop emoji is next. It's just...
Oh my god, we just started that.
We just started it, people. Your five-year-olds now have a name for their generation.
And poop emoji, congratulations. Oh my god, I'm dying. Okay, so I don't know, I've worked with some like insane people who may have been helped with a little LSD, so like, but also, aren't people on LSD, like, super crazy?
I mean, I feel like LSD was, like, super recreational in, like, the 60s and 70s, but I don't know.
Like, I don't know if they'd be super chilled or, like...
I think that they'd be tripping, right? Like, and so it probably just depends on, like, your chemical makeup, you know, and how you react to that.
You'd have a bad one.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I think it really depends on the individual, you know?
Yikesies. That scares me. So yeah, this kid just was like, my coworkers suck. I'm going to put LSD in their water bottles. He got caught. And I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen to him.
Like, this kid just like, I wonder what he was hoping to do with the LSD. Did he think that would like change their energy, like their mood, they'd be more positive?
He thought they'd have more positive.
So he wasn't like trying to hurt them or anything. Like, he wasn't trying to poison
them. He was just like, you guys suck at life. Our job sucks. I get it. But like,
take some LSD.
Yeah, have a little LSD. But those are the kind of people that'll probably have a bad trip.
Well, yeah, if they have negative energy. And also, like, why? I feel like with LSD a lot, I might just be tripping right now. Like, people are always tricking people into taking it. Like, I feel like I'm trying to think of, like, a TV show where it happened. I feel like I've seen this a few times where, or maybe it was, like, a documentary where just, like, back in the day, not so much now, obviously, but, like, you would go to the party in the 60s or late 60s or whatever, early 70s, and, like, people might just, like, give you LSD and not tell you, and then afterward, they would tell you, like, after the fact.
Oh, my God. That is tough.
So is that, like, the recommended method for taking LSD? You need to be, like, tricked into it?
Yeah, you have to just not know.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You have to legitimately be drugged. Oh, great. Fantastic. So, I don't know. These people were rushed to the hospital because they felt like they were drugged. They felt dizzy and stuff. So,
and they were at work, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yep. So that's that story. There's no real like ending to it, but just
I would love to know, like, coworkers, right? Am I right, people? Coworkers. Can you send us your favorite coworker stories? And, like, what would you do to get back at a coworker you did not like? I mean, what is the worst thing you've done?
I need to now research like coworker stories.
I mean, there's just something about like office life, you know, it's so passive aggressive.
It so is. It's insane. Oh my God, it really is.
Yes. So tell us, like, I mean, in some ways I'm like, I get it, dude, but like I would never, you know, poison or drug any of my coworkers.
I know. There's He's better ways. Dude. Oh my God. You send me a mysterious package. I open it up. It's just like, put 4 droplets of this into your morning coffee. I'm like, okay. You poisoned me.
We were both going to do it for the podcast this week, okay?
Okay? Yeah, you're like, take these droplets at exactly 7:35 p.m. Sunday night. Oh, my God. Stop. I would, too. I would. Just so you know.
I would.
That's how dedicated I am. Okay. Anyway, next story is a nude man tries to board flight claiming nudity is more aerodynamic.
I love this. I saw this headline and I didn't
read
it.
Here's the thing.
Because I was hoping you were going to cover it.
Yeah. And this is the thing. He's not wrong, right?
I mean, Jason, our Patreon saint / flight correspondent, let us know.
Yeah. Is he wrong? And would you let this happen on your plane?
I mean, if this man is right, like, shouldn't we all be following his example?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that make security?
A nude flight?
Oh my God.
Oh, security would be a breeze. Faster.
It would be such a breeze.
Security would be so fast. You would imagine like sitting on one of those pleather seats, like after someone else.
God.
Ew.
Yeah. No, that would be gross. Everything would have to be like covered in plastic.
Oh my God. Ew. I'm getting like anxiety just thinking about it. But this story is out of Russia.
Oh, of course.
And, yeah, obviously he was drunk and the flight attendants, I guess, took care of him.
He was drunk. Oh God.
Yeah.
I just think that's a really like, you know, smart excuse when you're drunk. No, I'm naked because it's more aerodynamic. I'm not drunk.
And it makes total sense. Like if you're on drugs or something.
Yeah.
It's like, this is what I need to do. And we need to all like, be as aerodynamic as possible in exactly. An airplane. You're inside the airplane. You don't need to be aerodynamic. It's insane. But it's like something that you could really trick yourself into thinking like you have to do.
I mean, like, wouldn't we all have to like lay down in our seats too? I feel like, you know, be like a straight, just like flat body. I don't know how science works, but
someone get back to us on this. Lauren's our scientist. What do you say?
Yeah.
Yes or no? But not ironically, there was a story today out of Florida that there's this older dude who does all his outdoor stuff completely naked. And like, he doesn't have a private yard. Like, his yard is right out there in the open. You can like see it. And apparently it's not illegal because he's had neighbors complain to the police and they tell them like, there's nothing we can do about it. Oh my God. But also I'm wondering if this is just an April Fool's story because it's April Fool's today.
Yes. Yeah. We're recording on April Fool's.
Yeah. So I'm like, is this an April Fool's story? Like this can't be right. That's not illegal, right?
I mean, maybe if you're like on your own property, I don't know.
Yeah. And then I'm like, well, you can't do a Florida story as an April Fool joke because everybody just believes it. Cause like you could be like Stranger Things happen.
Exactly.
That's not a
Totally. That's like an everyday thing in Florida.
Everyday occurrence. An everyday Florida occurrence.
And drink, people, because we're talking about Florida, so.
That's right.
That is what, I mean, yeah, he could build a big fence or wall, and then his neighbors might get mad, like last week's story, you know, so.
What's a man to do? What is a man to do?
God, I mean, hey, people, you better go catch that show before it does become illegal, okay? So, if you're in Florida.
You should be paying him. My God, it's insane. Okay, so what segment do you want to do now?
Well, those were amazing headlines. I think let's do pop culture because it's also, like, been – I mean, these are all headlines, our stories, but, like – this one could have been like a headline, but because it's, you know, who it is, we just decided to dedicate it to pop culture and like do it more in depth.
Okay, cool. So yeah, it's just like an extension of our headlines. So because I posted this in our Google Doc and Liz sent it to me and it's already in. Yeah. Don't worry. Because like, that's how you know a story has to be talked about.
That's
EBH.
How you know the rage is real, Kate, because you already had it in there. Like, that's how real like, your rage is.
I heard about this breaking news. Breaking news. And shout out to Nikki, our beauty correspondent, because she is also a fellow Nicolas Cage rage woman. That's right. Nicolas Cage, one of my favorite people to hate.
Yeah.
But now it's like, I don't even know if I might love him because I'm so into loving to hate him and it's just confusing. And I don't know what to think. But we all know that I do love a good Nick Cage rage. He's just, I just can't figure the man out.
I mean, he is perplexing. He really is.
Yeah. Great word. Great word. So haven't had a Nick Cage rage in a while.
No.
I saw this headline. I knew it was time. Time to find and steal the Declaration of Independence.
Yes.
Just kidding. I don't know. I've never seen those movies. Is that what happens?
Me either. I mean. Treasure? I have not.
I have no idea.
And remind me, I'm going to say it at the end, but I have like a weird, like maybe eighth degree separation to Nicolas Cage and weddings.
Oh, no. What? Okay. That just threw me completely off.
I remembered it because my parents were in New Orleans and it happened to be when I was in New Orleans and I was just talking to them before I talked to you and got on like recording. And then I'm like, oh yeah. Okay. So, but it'll wrap it up at the end nicely.
Perfect. Oh my God, I can't wait. Okay. So the headline from the other day that I saw and you saw was Nicolas Cage files for annulment 4 days after a surprise marriage. So this was his fourth marriage and it lasted for 4 days.
Fitting.
Yeah. Yep. Makes sense. Looks good. Four. Perfect. So Nick Cage and makeup artist Erica Koike, I have no idea how to say her last name, applied for a marriage license in, guess where? Las Vegas. Such a shocker. They applied for the marriage license on Saturday, and by Wednesday, Cage was asking for an annulment.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he was, like, super drunk, right? That's what he's claiming.
Well, apparently they were both super drunk, and he's citing reasons that included being too drunk to understand his actions, also claiming that the makeup artist was in another relationship, and he found out about it, I guess, or something.
Oh.
So I'm sure we'll hear more about this story, but he sometimes doesn't ever really confirm or deny things.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so. He does. Yeah. He does lead a kind of, I mean, these days I feel like sort of a private life with his relationships. Like I had, this was obviously a shock.
First about him flying around. Like, you never hear him talking about it. He's like, whatever, let them think whatever mm-hmm. they want to think, I feel like, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so I felt like I need to get more into Nicolas Cage relationship, the whole, like...
There's been some good ones.
The whole thing. Yeah, because this got me thinking, okay, it's his fourth marriage. Who else was he married to? Like, I knew one person, but I wasn't sure of the other. So, I'm just going to start from the beginning.
In the beginning.
From the birth of Nicolas Cage, which is not his real name.
Right.
His real name, this is a fun fact, his real name is Nicolas Kim Coppola.
Yeah.
As in Francis Ford Coppola's nephew.
Yep.
Nicolas Cage is his nephew. Never knew that.
Yeah. Sophia is like his cousin.
Yeah. Sophia Coppola's cousin. Yeah. Insane. Mind blown.
I mean, because, like, they're known for doing, like, really good movies, so.
They're like, thank God he changed his name.
That's the most shocking thing about that relationship.
Yeah, right? A respected. He's, like, the.
They make great wine.
Yeah, they really do. Yeah, they should send us some wine. That'd be great. Okay, so the 55-year-old actor argues that he wasn't aware of Koike's relationship with another person, and he and Erica started dating last April. So, you know, I'm like, okay, when was this dude married to Lisa Marie Presley?
That's right.
Because that marriage lasted for 104 days longer than his most recent marriage. So you do the math. Yeah. 108 days math.
Remember so, that, people? Crazy.
Yeah. And they had their secret wedding ceremony in Hawaii in 2001 on the 25th anniversary of Elvis Presley's death.
Yeah, is that fucked up?
Yeah. He's like obsessed with Elvis.
Yes.
Which is super creepy.
That's what you people need to know. This man is obsessed with Elvis and married Elvis's daughter on Elvis's death anniversary. That's too much. That should be illegal.
It's so creepy. But also, like, Lisa Marie went on to marry Michael Jackson. Yeah. So, like, I think she's the creepier one in this
relationship. Oh my God. That girl. She is.
Like, who, honestly. Mess who is up. Worse?
Hot Mess Express.
Whew.
I mean, I think that she's good these days, but, like, remember Lisa Marie, like, in the early 2000s with Michael, in, like, 90s with Michael Jackson?
God. It's like, what? I'm sorry. I can't. It's sidetracking me so much.
And, like, Nicolas Cage, like, is so not attractive to me. That I'm like, how does he get these women?
Well, I mean, you know, because he saves the country.
No, I guess.
Something about independence and...
and God bless America.
Gold bars. So I don't know.
These women are marrying him because they're patriots. I see.
Right. Exactly. Thank you. Perfectly said. These women are diehard patriots. And it shows.
I mean, they're obviously taking it for the team because I don't want to marry him. So.
Oh my God. Yeah. So then I'm like, okay, so he was married to Lisa Marie Presley, but, like, who else was he married mm-hmm. to? So
that's the big one I knew of, too. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So if you didn't know, he was also married to Patricia Arquette from 1995 to 2001.
Which is also a shocker. She's a great actress, Academy Award winner. Like, what is going on?
And another fun fact, got a lot of Nicolas Cage fun facts here tonight, so... He apparently proposed to Patricia on her 18th birthday, but they didn't end up getting married until she was 27.
What?
Like, he was, like, obsessed with her. Yeah, what? I don't know if they knew each other from, like, high school or something.
I feel like they both have, like, film families, right? The Arquettes are, like, kind of famous, and then, like, the Coppolas, and, you know, yeah. maybe just, like, from same circles, but what?
Yeah, like, he waited till the day she turned 18 to propose to her.
That's even creepier, I feel like, than, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. So, it was, like, that was his first wife, Patricia Arquette. Then he was married to Lisa Marie Presley. And then his next wife, Alice Kim, was his waitress one night, I think in Vegas or something. And they got married pretty soon after they met. They were married for way longer than 4 days.
They have kids too, right?
Or they have one kid.
Okay.
So this marriage lasted from 2004 to 2016. Okay. I think his oldest son, he has two sons. His oldest son, I think is like an adult now, but he had him with this woman who he was with. This is so confusing. Before he married Patricia Arquette.
So it wasn't a wife of his.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was like after he proposed to Patricia Arquette when she turned 18. And she said no, obviously. And I think it was like the next woman he was with.
Got it. Before he ended up marrying.
Yeah. So, but here's another fun fact. This Alice Kim, who he was married to from 2004 to 2016, they had a son together and named him Kal-El, which is Superman's birth name, apparently.
Oh, my God.
Kal-El.
Yeah.
He's
Krypton, like his Krypton name.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Did not know that. Got it.
Oh my God. I actually looked up his Wikipedia page and saw that, but didn't even put the Superman connection to it. I was just like, oh, this is some weird science name.
Yeah. He's like apparently obsessed with like comic books and superheroes, like obsessed.
And Elvis, like, I feel like you can't like trust someone who's like so obsessed with things. Like it's too much. It's too intense. You know, like it's not good to be like, throw yourself 100% into something.
Yeah.
Unless it's your dream.
Don't throw yourself into anything ever. Just stay with mediocrity. But it's like, fine.
You know, it's creepy. Like when someone's like, has like obsessive hobbies.
Yeah, it is. It's alarming. It is. So that's the basic romance rundown.
So did he get an annulment with this most recent one, or are we still waiting to see?
I think we're still waiting to hear. I don't know if it's like official or if he just filed it, and I guess you have to wait to see. I have no idea how that stuff works.
Yeah.
Oh wait, I have one more fun fact.
Okay.
A little extra fun fact. He did mushrooms with his cat.
What?
And good night.
Wait, no more.
Yeah.
Let's just go to animal segment.
He did a, he did an interview with like Letterman or something.
Why didn't you lead with this?
Gotta end in a bang, you know? I began in a bang and I'm ending in a bang, actually, come to think of it. Okay. He told David Letterman that his cat was eating these mushrooms, like, you know, mushrooms. he was eating them like it was catnip or something. So he's like, oh, my cat's going to like trip balls. I better do mushrooms also. Like, that's what he said.
Oh my God.
I feel like someone who's done mushrooms would be like, oh my God, I'm going to get my cat mushrooms. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that seems more possible.
True, true. I just, like, imagine them both, like, sitting on the couch tripping.
Yes, exactly. Just, like, staring straight out front. Yes. Like, What?
Oh my
Yeah.
God.
So, oh, also, if you haven't, this is a fun thing to do. If you want to pause this episode right now, make sure you come back. But there is this thing called Nicolas Cage losing his shit.
Oh, I think I've seen this.
Yeah, it's like a thing. It's like a 4-minute YouTube compilation of like every time Nicolas Cage has lost his shit in a movie. And it's jarring. It's jarring. I just love when people say things are jarring. It's like all I want to do is call something jarring, like
That and staggering are like
authentically.
my favorite. Okay, so I'll just like jump in here quickly with my Nicolas Cage thing that I teased. So when I was in New Orleans about like 5 years ago, I went on this tour, and as part of this tour, you get to meet a voodoo priestess. And you can just like ask her questions at the end. And of course, like you got to go to her little shop and go through the gift shop and whatever. But like she's a legit voodoo priestess. And she's got all the, her little workshop looks crazy and all the voodoo stuff that you would imagine. But she told us that she blessed Nicolas Cage on one of his weddings and like helped like perform, was part of the one of his marriage ceremonies. So I didn't know. I just remembered her telling me this right now as Kate was gonna like do this reporting on his marriages. So I was like, oh, who was the wife that, got blessed? And it was Lisa Marie. So apparently Lisa Marie and Nicolas Cage got married in Hawaii, and he flew Miriam Chimani, who is the voodoo priestess from the Voodoo
Oh.
Spirit Temple, out to Hawaii to bless their ceremony.
No.
And I met the voodoo priestess.
Oh my God.
Isn't that a good,
That
like, eighth degree of
okay.
separation?
I'm sorry, but like the one celebrity memoir that I would read is Nicolas Cage. Think about the amount of stories this man has. Are you kidding me?
I'm
Are you
sure.
kidding me?
Like the whole Coppola like aspect, and then like his whole just himself too, like there's so much.
It could be an autobiography, his entire life. I want to know. I want to know what happened. I'm so curious. Like I've never been as curious to like actually learn about like if there was a podcast about his life, I'd listen, I'd binge that in like a day.
Yeah, no, seriously. And speaking of his life, like in New Orleans, he has also purchased his tomb for his death. He's pre-purchased it. It's a pyramid. It's there waiting for him.
It's like a 9-foot pyramid or
It's a
something.
pyramid. Yeah. So this man has got plans. He's got
Yeah,
goals.
he owned the LaLaurie mansion in New
That's
Orleans.
right. Yeah, he's got like a lot of ties there, I guess. But yeah.
It's the most haunted place like in America is the LaLaurie mansion.
He's a weirdo. I
So
mean, I need to know too.
he obviously has like a dark, dark arts. He's like, who does the dark arts on Harry Potter? I don't remember his name. Anyway, you wouldn't know.
I was just going, yep, no idea. I feel like he'd be fun to hang out with, kind of.
Oh my God, he'd have stories for days.
Yeah. And he
For
obviously likes to
days.
party.
Clearly. I mean, this is like my dream.
No, so has
See
the
Nicolas
rage
Cage
turned to
in Vegas.
love? Has rage turned to love, do you think?
I think like I'm in love with Nicolas Cage. I think I want to steal the Declaration of Independence with him. Or what? Is that a thing? I don't
I hear
know.
he might be
What's
available
happening?
soon. I hear he might be available soon.
Yes. Oh my God. New life dream.
Oh my God, life-changing.
Anywho, so that's my little spiel about Nicolas Cage, and I love him now. I went from hating to loving.
Nick Cage rage, no more. No more. Okay, well, speaking of people who probably hang out with Nicolas Cage, this story is about a Playboy model.
Oh my God.
Just kidding. No, the story is about a Playboy model, but I'm getting into crime time because this Playboy model, Kelsey Turner, has actually been charged with murdering a 71-year-old psychiatrist. It's a pretty crazy story. It's kind of one of these breaking headlines where we don't have too much yet because it's an ongoing investigation, but I wanted to share what I do know because this, okay, so the psychiatrist, his name is Dr. Thomas Burchard. He's from Stockton, California. That's where Kelsey Turner, she's 25, she lives. She's been in, like, Playboy Italia and had done, like, an unreleased photo shoot maybe with Playboy America. Like, let's not get carried away here, everyone who's been reporting on this.
Cool your jet. Okay.
Right. So she, like, had a connection to this man. According to her mother, like, they've known each other for years, and this man was paying the rent on the house that Kelsey lived in with her mother and her kids. So,
okay, and we're unsure of what their relationship was. I'm sorry.
Oh my God. Yeah, right? So, but the crazy thing is, okay, so just, I think this happened this week. Yeah, just like a few days ago, last week. Dr. Burchard's body was found, like, outside of Las Vegas in the trunk of his car. And, like, a passerby just happened to see that one of the windows, like, had been broken with a rock. And so they called, like, Highway Patrol or whatever to go check on it. And they found him, like, dead inside the trunk of his car.
What?
Yes.
Dude, those cops must find the weirdest, I mean, I guess CSI is basically every murder is like, oh, they're buried out in the desert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, exactly. So, like, it's not really clear why he was in Vegas at all. Like, I haven't seen anything about that. But he did have blunt force trauma to his head. So his death was ruled a homicide. And, like, no one really knows. So now this Playboy model, Kelsey, has been arrested for it. And she was arrested in Stockton, California, I think, where she lives, and is awaiting extradition back to Clark County, Las Vegas area. And so people are like, what is the connection, you know? So all we know is that he was, like, paying for the rent on her home, and they've known each other for years. Like, the mom didn't go into anything else, really, that we've seen. But Dr. Burchard's, like, co-workers said that he, you know, was a behavioral health specialist for almost 40 years, and he was super helpful to many, many patients. And, like, when it was time for him to retire, when he was, like, 65, he just couldn't do it, and he didn't want to leave his patients, so he just ended up cutting his days down to, like, 4 days a week instead. So he's working, like, well beyond retirement just because he loves his job, and then this horrible thing happened to him. So that's, like,
I mean, obviously this dude was like, I'm not paying for you anymore.
You think
and
so?
And she was like,
I'm going to tell your wife. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this, right? He was obviously her sugar daddy, whether what she was giving him was just attention or also, like, physical. You know, there was, like, a physical arrangement right there. I don't know.
Well, like, and are, but, like, those kids, like, is one of them, maybe, is it, like, a love child situation, maybe, too, that he's just, like, helping support and,
yeah,
you know, second family kind of deal?
I don't know. This sounds like he gave her some sort of, like, ultimatum or something, don't you think?
Well, okay, so, honestly, I didn't even think about any of that until you said this right now when I was, like, researching it. And that is, like, a really obvious good point. I can't believe I didn't even consider it.
Oh, my God.
What I originally thought when I saw this was, like, maybe she was a patient of his because he was a psychiatrist. But I don't know why. I mean, obviously, if he was, like, a good psychiatrist, he wouldn't have, you know, been helping her on a personal level with like rent and stuff like that. So that would be some kind of breach.
Well, that's the thing, because I thought also, like, you know, from just hearing the headline, you think, oh yeah, like some psych patient or mm-hmm. whatever, you know, like that's just what you would automatically think. Went crazy, yada, yada, yada. But I don't know. Definitely more to it.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like, we'll have to wait and see what happens now that she's like under arrest. And obviously when a trial gets going, which could be months and, you know, it's going to be a long time for that to happen. But this is very interesting. It kind of just like reminds me of the one that we still don't really have many updates on, about the woman who was just found in her, the Kit Kat Marie or whatever her name was, found in her like driveway with a bottle of alcohol. Yes. Yeah.
Kitty Cat West.
West, Marie. West. You know, just kind of very, like, nothing's known, and it's very hush-hush, but, like, obviously there's something darker and deeper that happened.
Yeah. Ew, this is going to be quite the story, I think.
Yeah, so we'll follow that, and we'll let you know, or if you've seen any updates. I tried to find any updates before we recorded, and I didn't see any, but it has been out there, so send us those. But yeah, okay. So you want to get into another freaky story in Mom Squad next?
Yeah, this okay. is seriously like horrifying. It's like my nightmare. Okay.
Your nightmare. That's like my nightmare.
So... Oh my God, dude. It's any woman's nightmare, I think. So this woman from India gave birth to a baby. Normal, standard, happens all day, every day. People have babies. But then,
oh no,
26 days later, she went to the emergency room with severe stomach pains and gave birth to twins.
Oh.
Yeah. Want to know how that can happen?
Science.
This woman has two uteruses? Uteri? What's the correct terminology? On multiple uteruses.
It says, like, the headline says two uteruses. So I think that's correct. Okay. But, like... I don't even okay, like, where does the apparently sperm go? How does the sperm decide which one to go to?
It goes wherever it can swim to. Okay. If there was 100 uteruses, they would find them all. Their whole entire job is to swim.
I wonder if you've just always, like, felt heavier, too. You know? Just kidding. Did she? This woman know? Did she even know?
Okay. Of course, no. She went to the ER with, like, severe stomach pains. She thought she was, like, had something wrong with her stomach. She and her husband were, like, we can't afford ultrasounds because that's, like, a reality in a lot of the world. Mm-hmm. So she never had an ultrasound, but, like, she knew she was pregnant. So, okay, great. She goes to the hospital, has a baby. Cool. Good to go. Bye-bye. And 26 days later, goes back. They didn't know. And I guess this is not that uncommon, but can be easily, you know, detected with an ultrasound or basically any type of decent
gynecological
care. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's probably women in like poorer countries who, you know, this is undetected, but it's pretty uncommon for this scenario.
I was just going to say, like, how often does this happen? Like, how many women have two uteruses?
I forget. I think they gave a statistic. I mean, it was definitely not like common, but it also wasn't like super rare. So
it's so crazy. Like, women don't have it hard enough that they have to actually like bear children they got to do it potentially twice, 26 yeah. days later. Like, I feel like that's, like, also just dangerous for your body, you know?
Oh, my God, yeah. That's, like, intense, so.
Oh, my God. We need, like, Lindsay and Tom to talk about
congratulations,
this.
Congratulations, yeah. We need to get them on your stat. Yeah. We don't know. We don't know. We're not doctors. We're not nurses. Clearly.
Like, if you guys yeah. have not gotten checked, ask your gyno if you have two uteruses, because.
Yeah. You might want to know.
You might want to know.
Dude, imagine you think you're having one kid, and then within, like, 2 months, you have, or 3 months, or whatever, 4 months. I don't know. I can't
not
do
even.
Math right now.
Oh, well, I thought it was only 26 days.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Less than a month.
Oh, my God. For some reason, I was thinking weeks.
Because it's babies.
Oh, days. Yeah. Oh, my God. Now it's even worse.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, your body's, like, not even recovered from, like, your vag is fucked. Like,
I mean, forever. Listen.
Forever.
It's never the same. I don't know. I'm done talking about this.
Okay.
Because it's scaring me. It's frightening.
Okay.
I just feel bad. You want to say, oh, congratulations, but you know nobody means it. Because they're like, ugh, you're fucked. I mean, that's what they really want to say.
It's like having delayed triplets, right? Like, it's like thinking you were done and then nope. Just ugh. Kidding. And obviously, like, this poor family, right? Like, they couldn't afford gynecological care. And so now they got to, like, take care of three babies too.
That's
all
what
at
I
the same
of.
Time.
Yeah. This yeah, is a sad that's one. Intense. Hopefully they're getting help with the raising of all these children. Because yeah. that's a shocker. So, anywho, that's my uteri story.
Uteri. Made the octopi.
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like octopi.
Octopuses. It's like, for some reason, it's octopuses, but it I really sounds yeah. better. Octopi.
It really does. Yeah, I agree.
We know okay, we on. Know that it's the wrong pronunciation. We know, okay.
Yeah, we don't care. Yeah, we don't care.
Alrighty. Well, I got a sports story for you, and this one just took me back. It took me back to the good old days of the Tonya Harding, Nancy Kerrigan scandal. Yeah. And there's always just great dramas with figure skaters. So,
oh my God, they love the drama.
Always. Now, this headline just, like, grabbed me, and I was like, wait, what? So you guys might already know, but there is a 22-year-old figure skater named Mariah Bell, and she was accused of purposely slashing her competitor, who is just 16. Where is her name? Oh, yeah, Lim Eun-soo, and I think she's on the South Korean team. But, like, they also, like, do often compete together and, you know, whatnot, are sometimes on the same teams too. So that happened at the World Figure Skating Championships earlier this month. And I guess there's, like, video footage of, like, her blade actually cutting her competitor. And, you know, Eun-soo had a bandage on her leg, like, afterwards. And so Mariah Bell has been accused by Eun-soo's team of doing it on purpose.
Okay, I have one question.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know the answer.
Okay.
Was she named after Mariah Carey?
I don't know.
Because if she was, then I would say she 100 did this on purpose.
Right.
Right? This is such a Mariah Carey thing to do, I yeah. feel like, if she was a figure skater.
A diva moment for sure. Like, I didn't watch the video because I can't stand to see, like, I just, like, accidents and stuff. No, I don't want to
oh,
see
no.
that.
Oh, no. Don't.
Even if it was an accident. But, yeah, so this happened earlier this month, and now Mariah's actually, like, breaking her silence on it. And I guess she posted a Instagram And in it, she has like a private Instagram account, so like it wasn't even that accessible, like not like a public apology or anything. But what she said was, as I told Eunsoon in Japan, the incident at practice was very unfortunate and I meant absolutely no harm. Our training environment is professional and supportive, and I've never changed locker rooms or training times or anything like that. And then she went on to say, the comments that my friends, family, and I received on social media were hateful and disturbing, and hopefully the situation raises awareness and causes people to think twice before hitting post or tweet or post. So basically, like, people were, like, sending her hateful comments and stuff like that after this came out, because it is very reminiscent of, like, Tonya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan.
I mean, yeah.
That attack. You know, these are two young girls, though. Like, one's 22 and one's 16. And I guess there were rumors that maybe Mariah was, like, causing some drama where she wanted to have different training times and use a different locker room. And she's saying that that, you know, didn't happen. And she's kind of just saying, like, she learned a lot about her inner strength last week and, you know, is still denying it. But, yeah, like, an official – so this said – okay. So on March 21st, an official with Eunsoon's agency, All That Sports – that's the name of the agency – told a news agency that Belle was training ahead of the women's short program in Japan – and she allegedly slashed Eunsoon. So this has all been, like, coming from Eunsoon's camp, too. I mean, I guess people could see it, you know, like, it happened if they were there. But they're the ones talking to media. And the official claimed that the incident was deliberate. And Eunsoon was skating close to the walls away from others when it happened. And that Mariah has allegedly been bullying Eunsoon for months. I might be saying
her name
wrong.
This could also be such perfect, like, PR stunt.
Right. Oh, totally. I think so too. And like,
her name,
yeah.
Name out there.
Because they both train at the same place. Like, they, you know each other. I feel like I don't really know why there would be a reason, you know, for her to do this. So yeah, there's like been no formal complaint filed or anything, and there's no reason to believe that the incident was deliberate. So it's kind of just like everyone has seen this video or was there and, like, you know, basing it on their own opinion. But, you know, an official said that based on the evidence at hand in this point of time, which includes a video, there is no evidence that Miss Bell intended to harm Miss Lim. And the ISU met with delegates from both USA and Korea and both and urged both parties to just, like, find an amicable solution. So, I mean, like, the officials are saying that it's not, but I don't know. What do you guys think?
Yeah, this is crazy. God, remember how dramatic the Tonya Harding, Nancy Kerrigan thing was?
Oh my God. So good.
The drama of it all.
So good, but so bad. That's why I was, like, kind of hoping for this, but then I was like, oh my gosh, these girls are, like, too young to do anything like that. Like, one's 16.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, I...
It's like an innocent mistake to me.
Oh, and I also meant to tell you that your boy, Adam Rippon, has, like, gotten involved in this, too. And he has made a statement saying, on-ice collisions are not uncommon in figure skating. During the final warm-ups, each skater is allowed one run with their music before the actual competition. As skaters, we are trained to complete the run regardless of what happens so that you can rehearse your full routine. And then he said, it's also an unwritten rule of skating that whoever's music is playing during the warm-ups, the skater has the right of way to skate on the ice. So I guess there was, like, some confusion about, like, whose turn it was on the ice, too. And but he did say that he's, like, worked with Mariah Bell for the past year on her choreography, and he's trained with her for several years. And he felt like both Mariah and and Eunsoon's coach, Raphael, was his coach too. And he's just saying, like, you know, they're both good people, but there was no bullying going on. He's come out and said, like, I've been around both of these people and there was never any bullying happening.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. So he's sticking up on Team Mariah, but I guess we'll wait and see. I mean, obviously it wasn't, like, I don't think too damaging of an injury. You know, we probably would have heard more if it was. So, and, like, when you're,
yeah,
like, skating with blades, that is dangerous. Like, I don't know if I should know this because, like, I'm the sports reporter, but there was, like, a hockey game, like, where this hockey player's blade on his skate like slashed this guy's throat. It was crazy. Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember the teams, but if you guys know, like, let our sports reporter know.
Oh, yeah, they're blades. They're sharp.
Yeah, so, like, yeah. I feel like that could just happen, you know, randomly.
Yeah, sounds like an accident to me.
But there is bad. Also, like, those are the reasons why you have separate, like, training times and, you know, stuff like that, too. But
yeah.
I just...
to be a figure skater, huh?
Right? Seriously. Well, that's my sports story. And I think that brings us to the end, which means it's BuzzFeed quiz time.
Yeah, we did something a little different this week. So there was this article on BuzzFeed. Well, it's basically a list. And it was lies you've probably been told at some point. So basically like common misconceptions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So,
and kind of like it reminded me a little bit of like urban legends, a little bit, you know, it's like an offshoot of that. Yeah. Like, these are all things that like you've been told a million times and that you don't even question anymore because they've just like passed down.
Yeah, I would say that this list was like a mix of urban legends and common misconceptions, definitely. And I think there was like 19 total.
Mm-hmm.
So, I chose from the beginning of the list and you chose from the end so that we. You know, would say different ones, hopefully.
And we'll post the link in our show notes if you want to see all 19.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah, because there was a few that I was like, huh?
Yeah.
Like, no way. okay, so the first one that I chose was you can kill somebody by dropping a penny off the Empire State Building. So that's like a thing you hear, right?
Definitely
like
you've heard that. Yeah. And you just think, like, science, right? Velocity, speed, height. I don't know how that all works, but it must. I don't know.
Science. So this one I always believed, right? Mm-hmm. I just didn't even second guess it. But then, like, the more you think about it, the more you'd have to imagine, like, oh, there are, like, people, namely douchebags, who, like, go to the top of the Empire State Building and throw pennies off, right? Like, right. There has to be.
There's got to be.
And wouldn't we be hearing about people being killed from pennies being thrown from the Empire State Building? Like, right?
Yeah, I feel like that's a very good point. Why don't you ever think about that?
Yeah, of course, like, this is not true because I guess – air, like the resistance of the air when the penny is dropping, like would never let it get to a speed fast enough to be able to harm somebody or something. So it's not true, people. You cannot kill people by dropping a penny off the Empire State Building.
So go jump, just dump all your change.
Just
go have some fun.
Ever wonder what to do with the coins you find in your couch? Save them up and then travel to the Empire State Building and throw them off. It's fun. It's a fun thing to do.
Should I go or do you want to do your second one?
Yeah, no, you say yours.
Okay. So this is one I also believed, I guess, because I'm not like that big of a coffee drinker. I'm definitely more into it like recently, but I haven't been a lifelong coffee drinker. So this one was a shot of espresso has more caffeine than a cup of coffee. That is not true. And I always just think it does because you get like, you can just get espresso by itself and it's like really strong, you know, or you can get like a double shot of espresso if you want like an extra boost of energy or caffeine. But
so just drinking a cup of coffee is more?
Yeah, a cup of drip coffee has at least 2 times more caffeine than a shot of espresso. So, yeah. Just if you really need your caffeine, just drink regular old cup of Joe, you know. You don't need to get anything fancy.
Dude, I drink like 5 cups of coffee a day. Is that bad?
Well, I mean, if you want a buzz, you're doing the right thing.
Oof. It's like, but it doesn't even work anymore.
Oh, God.
Nothing anymore. Nothing. It's like basically a placebo effect at this point. Like, I just wake up, make the coffee, drink it, pretend like I have energy. I don't know.
Yeah, you're just like tricking your mind because I'm drinking this. I must now have energy.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've definitely been more into coffee like in the last 3 months. It's an amazing thing.
It really is. So good. Okay, great one. I chose as my second. It was hard to choose like only one more because there's a couple.
There's some good ones.
Oh my God. So this one I've always heard since day one. Swallowing gum is really bad for you. Yes.
I love this one.
I mean, we've all heard like, don't ever swallow your gum. It'll be stuck in your stomach. Right. Isn't that what people used to say? Like, it'll be stuck in your stomach forever. It like never digests.
Yeah. Like this right? is when my husband and I were reading this list. And when we came to this one, I was like, kind of had the same realization. I was like, I would have been dead so long ago. Like if this was true.
Yeah.
Not that I swallow tons of gum, but I just feel like I've swallowed enough in my life for if it was that bad for you, I would be fucked up.
Yeah. Even like accidentally you swallow a piece of gum. You're like, as a kid, you're like freaking out because you think the gum's gonna like stay. Yeah. Like that's just a scary, mean thing that adults say to kids.
I mean, you shouldn't be swallowing gum. But like you're not gonna die. No.
Right. Like it's not that big of a deal. So the reason that they say like it's, you know, not going to kill you or stick in your stomach forever is because you'll poop it out whole, like as a whole piece at some point. Apparently it happens. I don't know.
It's buried in there. Buried in there.
Oh my God. Yeah. They don't know like how long it stays in your stomach whatever, but they're like, you will eventually poop it out. And doctors only really advised against it because it has no nutritional value. So that's like the only reason people are like, don't eat gum, don't swallow it, because then you're eating it and it has no nutritional value. So just, it was probably more for people to be like, you don't get energy out of this from eating it.
Yeah.
Or something.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Or like you could choke on it maybe, but yeah, no, I feel like why even like start that? Or just people are dumb and didn't know and just made up a myth.
Yeah. Or like, Mom, I'm going to eat this pack of gum as a snack. It's like eating it. No, it has no nutritional value. God.
They're so dumb. That is a good one. That one is, yeah, something that I've heard you hear as a child, like from the moment you can like start chewing gum.
Yeah, drilled into your brain. I've said it to my kids. They don't even chew gum.
Telling them lies. They're like,
what? I'm like, don't swallow your gum. They're like, what's gum? I'm like, just don't swallow it. They're like, okay, I'm sorry.
Well, my last one is also about swallowing something, actually, and it's like one of my greatest fears, so I'm really happy to know that it's not true. So that old tale that you swallow an average of 8 spiders a year in your sleep.
Yes, that's not a real thing.
It's not true, people, so don't be afraid anymore like me.
Okay, except remember when I lived in my old house and I would get a spider bite like every night? Do you remember this? And I was Spider Woman?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
I think we've been talking about it on the podcast.
Yes, we have. I know we have. And since we've moved to this new place, not one spider bite. Oh. And I swear to God, I used to wake up like in the middle of the night, like, you know, when you're like all of a sudden randomly gasp.
Ew.
Like, I don't know if there's a spider in there, but like, why would you just all of a sudden like choke in the middle of your sleep, right?
Okay, so this is what scientists say. There's not a spider in there. You're freaking me out. They say there's a lot of reasons why this is likely untrue, but or that it's highly unlikely. Basically,
I'm saying about how many spider bites I got before,
right?
In my place, there was so many spiders. I had to have swallowed some.
There might have been spiders on your body and whatnot, but it says that spiders don't like gravitate towards bed because they don't offer any prey. Typically,
yeah, I except mean, when my except your body is laying on it,
except for your body and blood. And then also they say
except entire huge body made of meat, yeah. bones and except blood, an
unlimited buffet. But
come on.
And they say that if you're sleeping with your mouth open, which like would be the only way that they could get into your mouth, then you're probably snoring and the noise would scare away a spider if it got close.
No, I sleep with my mouth open and I don't snore.
How do you know?
When someone's snoring on their back, you just turn them on their side. And if they're on their side, I'm a side sleeper.
Why, me too. But why are you trying to make this real, Kate?
I'm like so team spider.
Yeah, I'm like, you want to be Spider Woman? You're like, no, guys, I'm Spider Woman. I'm Spider Woman.
Liz, it's very nutritious. It's the new thing.
I'm Gum Woman. I'm Gumby, and you're Spider Woman.
Don't swallow your gum, but also eat a ton of spiders in your sleep. I'm Gumby, and you're Spider Woman. Oh my god.
On that note, oh god, the Gen Zers don't even know who Gumby is. Like, we don't even have enough time.
Oh my god, stop. We gotta end it. We gotta cut.
And that's all the news that's fit to drink this week, people. We're out of here.
Bye.